We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is March 8th, and we are going to be reacting today to a little bit of good news this time. Michigan State 53, Northwestern 49, a final from a couple nights ago. Senior night. It was awesome atmosphere in the Breslin Center. Johnny and I were both in the house. And, you know, it was our senior night, last home game that we have in college as Spartan students. But obviously, senior night mostly evolves around the players, as it should. But, yeah, Johnny, I'll start with you, get some of your thoughts. What stood out to you from the senior night win over Northwestern?
I mean, you said it, senior night, obviously there's a lot of emotions for, I think, everybody really in that building. That's just how it is. I mean, just Spartan culture, right? With these guys, you grow to love them and no matter what happens. But obviously a great win, much needed win. I think we were talking about the stress at the end of that game, of that feeling of not just you have to win this game, because it was like playing in your way into the tournament type feeling, right? So I bet the players felt that, but Izzo felt that. But obviously, it was a hard-fought game, a very good Northwestern team. We know that. Not a great shooting height, 12% from three, 30, 31, 32% overall. But the defense got it done. Some excellent play from Trey off the bench. And, the leaders stepped up. Tyson had a great game, 19. Malik Hall, 17, rebounds. Your guys stepped up when it mattered most.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, you got it. You said it a little bit. Terrible shooting night. The Spartans got off to an awful start, and it kind of felt like the Ohio State game a little bit from what I heard about it, just how slow the offense was at times. But yeah, 31% from the floor, and then but you also brought up Trey. Trey Holloman was massive off the bench, 12 points. He hit two threes. He was really playing a lot of good minutes, controlling the pace in the game. I thought the rotations Izzo was going with, I liked a lot more, which is kind of hard to talk about a little bit because it's not hard to talk about, but it's a little contradictory because I was happy with the lineups, but the output wasn't there. Their offense was still struggling. But yeah, I wrote it down. Kohler led the centers with 13 minutes. Booker had 10, Sissoko 9, and Cooper had 8. So overall, like, not a lot of minutes as in a whole from a lot of the centers. We saw the five out lineup with Malik at the five and Cohen Carr at the four, with the rotation of Akins, Hall, Akins, Walker, Bogard, and Holloman in the backcourt. And I just like those lineups. It was a tough night for Akins as well, shooting 0 points, 0 for 7 from the floor, but it happens. That's definitely not something I think that Spartan fans need to be worried about. I think it was just a bit of an off night for Akins. But yeah, I keep going back to the energy in the Brez. It's really what stands out to me. Boo Booey had an air ball pretty early on in the second half. And he got the air ball chant for, I think, 8 minutes or so of game time. It was like 30 minutes of real time. Where even and fans that were watching it on TV don't really get the full gist of it because it was during timeouts, too. The student section with his own was not letting up. And that's just kind of goes back to what you were saying, the Spartan culture. It's something special, and I tweeted about it that night a few times. It was just it was a really awesome atmosphere, really great time, place to be. It's a special fan base, and it's a special building, It's a special program, and I know so like I'll, so that's why there's so many fans that feel so a part of it, like you and I do.
Yeah, you nailed it. And for me, coming from the outside, like not having any connection before college and being able to leave, I feel just as close as, everyone. And it's something special. And to go off what you said, being the ISM the past 3 years, that was probably one of the more cool, crazy moments where the entire TV timeout, just the airball chant, just kept going. And I it was just like, you don't see that. And obviously, it's towards Boo Booey, who has been a Spartan killer. And so, but that was just a really fun part of the game. And like you said,
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Such a special thing, right? With the scenario, we could touch on that. But I'll go back to what you said with the rotations. And yeah, I think they were a lot better last night. Could have something to do with, Northwestern having to play a little bit smaller, right, without Nicholson. So I think we didn't really see. I'm not sure. I would have to go back and look. Any double big man lineups? I'm not really sure we
I don't
saw that.
remember
Like,
any.
yeah.
I
Like,
don't,
what?
off the top of my head, I can't remember. I think maybe Kohler and Booker played a couple minutes together, but that would
And
be it.
that wouldn't kill me either. Like, we didn't see Kohler, Cooper. We didn't see Cooper, Mahdi. And I think when you were saying those minutes, it hit me. You're saying the minutes. I'm like, oh, that adds up pretty close to 40 now, which you were getting. And we saw, I thought Mahdi played really well, even though he only had 9 minutes. He was really, I thought, it was locked in. I think we haven't really seen that from of late, maybe. Cooper was all right. Booker again, no output, like you said. But and then you obviously have been on Kohler's train. And for him to really close out that game, again, no offensive output, but I thought he played really good defense, got a couple clutch rebounds. And yeah, I think hopefully that's a sign to come where we don't see those double lineups. I'm hoping that wasn't just based off matchup. But again, I think mixing and matching at the five and really keeping your guards and Malik Hall and Trey, like that's, you four out there and you mix and match that five, a good thing to come.
Yeah, and again, I'm making a point here off. It's a bad time to be making the point, but I've had this thought for a while, and I'm not sure if I've said it on the podcast, but the thing with Xavier Booker for me is like when he's in, he makes specifically Hogard. Hogard benefits so much when Booker's in because then there's no one just sitting in the paint. Like when Cooper and Mahdi are in, even if they go out for a screen or something, the guy guarding him knows he's not gonna they're not gonna spot up and get take a jump shot, and so he can just control like the opposing big man all season against Michigan State has been able to re essentially just sit in the paint and make it much harder for driving lanes to open up and for Hogard to be able specifically Hogard just because I think he gets downhill and gets to the bucket more than the other guards, And it just hinders him when he can't do that. And I think Booker being in a lot of the times opens it up. And I think so for Malik too, because Malik will go into that little post up on the baseline. And I think it just gives the floor so much more spacing that allows the offense to run so much smoother. But yeah, I don't know. This game was a little sloppy. It obviously not, it was very obviously low scoring. You touched on it a little bit at the start when I asked you. The defense did look very strong. And they did, the Spartans were able to control the rebounding. They won the rebounding battle 46 to 35. Again, Northwestern a little bit smaller, but late in the season, when all you need to do is win games to try and make sure you get in the tournament, it doesn't really matter how you do it as long as you get it done. And that's what the Spartans were able to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, Malik Hall, some, I think it was seven offensive rebounds, right? The team had, I think it said 17, 18. I don't know. That's got to be a season high,
19.
19.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they crashed the glass, right? With them being smaller, it was an opportunity there. And, just kind of just staying locked in, right? Northwestern kind of got off, I'm not going to say to a hot start because there was not, big scoring, but they definitely had, I think, an 8 point, 9 point lead at one point. And then that's when I think Trey kind of came in, and all of a sudden it was like an 8-0 run to squash that. But again, it was just kind of staying locked in. Again, a really good team, and they really only play, their four main guys played the entire game basically. So you really knew what you were going up against, and just closing it out. Again, Tyson not the best overall shooting night, 8 of 21, but a couple late just gets the basket. That's where he is just. I know he loves the mid-range, and it'd be great for him to knock down some threes, but when he gets to the back basket, he is special at finishing through contact, and the moves he can do are next to none. So I just love seeing him be able to attack and really close it out for us.
Yeah, and speaking of closing it out, back to Tre Holloman. Spartans were up two with 9 seconds left. Tre gets fouled, goes to the line. And I remember the buddies that I was with at the game, they kind of looked at me. They're like, what do we think about Holloman going to the line to try and ice it? And I was like, I think I love it. And I look back and Tre's hyping up the crowd as he's walking to the
I
free
was
throw.
shocked by that, but
I was like,
the
yeah,
type of
he's
confidence
making
he had.
both of these. Like, he has to make these. So that was a great moment. And I also wanted to say shout out to Keon Coleman. I know he will not be listening to this, but former Spartan football player and basketball player. I think that's what kind of got lost in the shuffle was a lot of non-Spartan fans, at least on Twitter, might have forgotten that Keon Coleman played a season for Tom Izzo, and was a two-sport athlete originally at Michigan State before transferring down to Tallahassee. But shout out to Keon. Best of luck to him in the NFL draft next month. Excited for that. But it was just really cool. After the game, he was hanging out with Akins and Trey and Nick Sanders and Fears, watching the senior night celebrations. And then there's a picture of him and Izzo embracing each other on the court. Really just cool. Really cool stuff. Kind of, again, goes back to that Spartan culture and the family that Tom Izzo's created here. Yeah, and then I also just want to talk a little bit about the senior night. Obviously, it's tough with when you've got a team full of veterans. Malik Hall had his senior day last year, so that's why he didn't participate again this year. But you had Walker, Hogard, Sissoko, and then who am I forgetting? Davis Smith, and then obviously there was the big one with Stephen Izzo, and that one got really emotional. His tribute video was a little bit longer than the others, and you could tell there was not many dry eyes in the stadium. It was really emotional. And I read a piece earlier this week in The Athletic about Stephen Izzo and Coach Izzo and his wife's kind of struggle with having children of their own and adopting Stephen and his whole story. And it was a great piece. And it was a great career by Stephen Izzo. Like, what he was able to do was really cool. Obviously, he scored 2 points or whatever it was, 3 points, I forget. But it was just a really cool moment to see father and son, and Stephen being, my size, 5'8", about 150 pounds. Yeah, he kind of, like, he knew he wasn't a basketball player, but he just wanted to be around the program, and Coach Izzo gave him the opportunity, so really cool there. And kind of back to the senior night, I guess Izzo got asked before, or either before or after the game, I forget, about Hogard and Sissoko because they could take their fifth year of eligibility for COVID year. And he kind of gave a bit of an interesting answer, said, my seniors are my seniors. That's the way I look at it, or something along those lines, kind of implying that it would be their last game and that they're not going to come back.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I don't know if that's just the way I interpreted it, or if that is kind of the message that Izzo's getting across, but I guess from my point of view, I think it is time to probably move on for both sides, in for Sissoko and Hogard and Michigan State. They've had good careers here, but I do think it's time to move on and kind of get the next wave going and give the keys to this program over to, guys like Trey Holloman and Jeremy Fears.
Yeah, and I, glad you brought it up because that's how I interpret it too. And it's definitely tough, right? We're just exiting like the last year of people allowed that COVID year. And, I would think both of them, of great Spartans would move on and probably use it somewhere else. And I think it would be probably a mutual decision, right, between Izzo and these guys, and definitely talking Hogard, right, a great player. But we, like you said, that youth we have was Fierce and Trey, and then coming in Jace Richardson and Kurt Tang. It's just that youth, and just seeing really Trey grow into this role throughout this year and continue to get better and better. And then seeing obviously short time with Fierce, his leadership, obviously it's a huge bright spot for us going forward. But obviously, it's tough to lose someone like that, and to see him go somewhere else and play another uniform would be difficult to see if that were to happen. But that was kind of how I interpreted that too.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I don't know. It's kind of tough to talk about, I feel like. I don't know. I feel weird talking about guys coming back or not. And it's obviously kind of like what you said. I think it'll probably be a mutual decision. But yeah, I don't really have anything else. You got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, just I was going to mention senior night thing too. Just the emotion across the board for all these guys, right? For Tyson and Malik, really just being the guys that we've really watched in Hogard, right? And then Mahdi with his brother being there, that was an awesome scene, right? And you could tell how much I think Mahdi has really grown, and how much he loves the community and vice versa. And then seeing Davis Smith with his father, and then obviously Izzo, the emotion there, and you touched on that. Just the special and the story, like you said, read it amazing. And just he got to live his dream basically, right? He saw in the piece with him as a kid and being around the program all the time. And he talked about the coaches and just a pro act all around, but he really lived that dream, that he worked for it too. I mean, there's no, you don't just get to be on the team because the coaches said he worked for that. And you could see how much, it really meant for him yesterday walking out with his family and being able to kiss the court. So just obviously the game was tight and all, and no one didn't get to kiss the court walking off, but definitely a forever moment we all got to witness last night and for everyone in that stadium.
Yeah, it was a really, really special moment, and I can't stop thinking about it. And even like, obviously, you kind of brought it up a little bit. You've got Walker and Hogard and Sissoko, these guys who have been starters for multiple years, and we've been watching, and everyone knows But then you've got Davis Smith, whose dad is one of the all-time greats. And Davis Smith had that awesome moment earlier this season at the Michigan game, knocking down two free throws. And he's been a leader. And we've talked about him a couple times on the show this year because he had that quote before the after the Iowa game saying, "You know, I was looking around, I could tell these guys weren't locked in." Like, I think fans probably don't, especially, and I'm including myself in this, understand the true value that someone like Davis Smith has to a program, but. Yeah, it was really cool to see him get his flowers. And again, we don't have to keep talking about Steven, but really, really, really cool stuff with Steven. And I guess the last thing I will say about it is kind of weird because like he's our age. So I remember when I was like 10 years old and watching Spartan basketball and like seeing Steven cut down the nets with Izzo. And it's just kind of cool to see him now, like, you know, we're moving on, we're moving up. Spartans for life though. So that's how we do it here in East Lansing. I'm all set. You got anything else?
No, nothing. I mean, we touched on everything. Obviously, who's still a huge game Sunday at Indiana. They're playing probably their best ball of the year at this moment, winning a couple straight. No easy task going into Assembly Hall. I think we both think at this moment we'd be a lock-ish. Like if we were to lose Indiana and lose that first game of Big 20 Indiana, I think it'd still be a scary Sunday. But if they could go in to Assembly Hall, get a huge road win. And really have that confidence going to the Big Ten tournament and just forward would be a great thing to see.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think they are looking good for the tournament, but can never be too sure. But yeah, regular season finale Sunday at 4:30 in Bloomington, as Johnny said. Assembly Hall, great place. It's on the bucket list. I need to make a trip down there. We'll see, maybe Sunday, but probably not. Anyways, thanks guys for listening. Go follow Feel68. Subscribe to the YouTube. Follow me on Twitter. Follow Johnny on Twitter. Follow, do all the things, all the follows, click all the buttons, do things. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.